a wild Tuesday at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro joined by ESPN Sal Palantonio in our Xfinity studio. And I guess first question is natural. What was your reaction?
My reaction was it was probably a long time coming. This defense has been playing not up to its capability for quite some time. And I think once Todd Bowles was hired in the offseason, that he was considered the natural heir apparent to Juan Castillo. And I'll just say it, maybe down the road at some point, he would be considered a head coaching candidate here in Philadelphia. Maybe not in 2013, but certainly a guy who's capable of being a head coach. But I think, you know, the way this went down this bye week was interesting. I think if they beat the Lions and they don't lose in the fourth quarter like they did, I think Juan Castillo is still employed by the Philadelphia Eagles. But what happened on Sunday was inexcusable. It was an inexcusable meltdown by the defense. And Andy Reid had to make some kind of decision that got this team's attention. He wasn't going to change the quarterback. And let's face it, the offense has its own set of problems. And he had to fire a guy. And it's sad for Juan Castillo because Andy Reid and Juan Castillo are very close friends. Juan Castillo was given really a very difficult challenge. He hadn't called defense since high school in 1989. And really, this was a question of him putting his faith in somebody that he trusted, and it just didn't work out. And after the game against Detroit, go ahead, you had a question.
Well, I was just going to say, what was your perspective of the defense? There are some who say, well, the defense was fine. They won the game in Cleveland. They saved the game against the Ravens. They were on the field to win the game against the New York Giants. The points allowed right in the middle of the pack. I mean, I have a different perspective. We've talked about this, but I wondered from your standing, you're looking at this defense, Sal, what did you see?
Well, here's my overall perspective. I don't think Juan Castillo is at fault overall with the problem. Andy Reid hired a guy
absolutely
who was a novice. Two, I think Juan Castillo is really a scapegoat for the issues here. I mean, the team does not blitz enough. In the first five games leading up to Detroit, they blitzed 39 times in the first five games. That's an extraordinarily low number. They don't take their shots at when they don't pick their spots when they should take their shots at the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You don't have three sacks in three straight games for the first time since 1983 in this franchise. That's a breakdown in pass pressure on the football team and getting at the quarterback. And I think the Detroit Lions game was just the end of it. They only blitzed Stafford 6 of his 46 dropbacks. Yeah. 6-46.
Yeah.
That's
why?
Not enough.
Why was Juan too conservative? Was he unable to create something that was able to get home? I mean, why not blitz? Everybody blitzes.
Because the basic premise of the wide nine front is that you don't blitz and that you rush four and that your ends through a D-line rotation, we'll get to the quarterback. This was a defense that sacked the quarterback 50 times last year with the same defensive approach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this time, why is it wearing out? Our teams are max protecting. Teams are getting out the ball out of their hands more quickly. That's key. And what happened in the Lions game down the stretch was real simple. They changed their defensive tactic in the fourth quarter. Nnamdi Asamoah wasn't on Calvin Johnson in the fourth quarter or in overtime. It was DRC, and that was the issue.
Sal, you see this graphic here, very telling. 49 fourth quarter points allowed through six games last year in the 70s. I mean, just the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Detroit Lions, both teams challenged in the run game. They gashed the Eagles running the football. I don't know, my perspective, and then hearing Nnamdi on Sunday talking about, kind of questioning the strategy, I guess I don't get the sense, and did not get the sense, that the defense players fully bought into Juan Castillo.
I think you're accurate about that. Yeah. I don't think that the defensive players bought into the Juan Castillo idea. From the first day it was proposed, it was like, really? We got our offensive line coach running our defense. There's not enough defensive coordinators out there in the National Football League. Having said that, I think Juan Castillo did as good a job as you possibly could do, given where he came from and what the circumstances were and the hand that he was dealt. Jim Washburn was hired before Juan Castillo was made the defensive coordinator. Jim Washburn was going to install the wide nine no matter who the defensive coordinator was. The new coordinator would have to live with the wide nine and work with the wide nine. That means you don't blitz the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That means your front four has got to get to the quarterback. If you're max protecting with your wide nine and he's not getting to the quarterback, you've got to change tactics. And Castillo attempted to do that in the fourth quarter by blitzing Matthew Stafford, and it didn't work.
It'll be interesting to see what changes Todd Bowles makes in his relationship with Jim Washburn and how this whole thing
I don't think there'll be
together.
Any change in the relationship. They have a very close one. They're represented by the same agent, Tony Agnone. I think both of them are close with the players and with one another.
How does the defense change? The effectiveness of the defense.
Well, that's the big question.
Takeaways, pressure on the quarterback, stopping the run, getting off the field, coming up big in the fourth quarter.
Are you going to blitz more under Todd Bowles? That's the big question. Are you going to apply more pressure to the quarterback under Todd Bowles? Todd Bowles is an ex-NFL player. He played defensive back in the National Football League. Players respect players who played and coaches who played in the league. That's what they respect. So they're going to respect Bowles. So that's one of the issues. You raise the point. That's the major point.
Mm-hmm.
That's job one. How do we get the players to respect the DC? Okay, because they weren't respecting Juan Castillo. You bring in Todd Bowles. Job number two is, and you raised it, how does that change the defensive approach? Does it change the defensive approach? Is Bowles comfortable enough to get into the room with Washburn and say, we are going to blitz more? That the wide nine has got to change and we're going to blitz more.
Andy Reid's going to meet the media here in a few minutes, Sal. You're going to be in there. I'm going to be in here. What do you want to hear from the head coach?
Basically, the answers to those two questions that you raised. Okay. I think those are the two questions.
So you don't think the press conference is going to be an Andy Reid, will you accept blame for this move? Will you be accountable for this move? I mean, he is accountable for this move. He does. He hired Juan Castillo to be the
defensive coordinator. I think that's an easy question. I think he'll take account. I think he'll take responsibility.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
I mean, that's an easy question to answer. I think the harder questions are the ones that you posed.
Moving forward.
Absolutely. Moving forward. Will the players respect Bowles? Moving forward, will they change their defensive approach?
Okay. You used the word scapegoat in describing Juan Castillo and this move. I guess I take that as kind of a negative connotation. I take it more of a, well, it was a necessary move because you saw the defense falter and show the same signs it showed last year. And then
I'm a reporter.
Right.
You hire me to be an astronaut. Whose fault is it if I crash the space shuttle?
Okay.
Is it my fault?
Right.
Or is it your fault? You hired me, right?
You just weren't the right guy for the job.
Yeah. I'm not the right guy to fly the space shuttle, am I?
It didn't work.
No, it didn't.
Sal, how good do you think the Eagles' defense...
I'd like to fly the space shuttle.
I don't want you to fly the space shuttle. How good can this defense be? I mean, how good do you expect... You look at the personnel. You go out and get D'Amico Ryans. You get Michael Kendricks in the draft. There seems to be a lot of talent on board here.
You look at every level on this defense. You have Pro Bowl caliber players.
Mm-hmm.
You have two of the best pass rushers in the NFL in Babbitt and Cole. You have a young player in Fletcher Cox who looks like he's a real player. You got a great leader in Colin Jenkins. That's on the D-line. Anybody in the league would trade their D-line for this D-line. No, maybe the Giants, other than the Giants. Any other team in the league would
maybe
trade...
Maybe the Lions after I saw them on Sunday.
But overall,
right.
Body of work, any coach in the NFL would come and ask Andy Reid to trade their D-line for this D-line other than maybe the Giants. You've got Kendricks and D'Amico Ryans at linebacker, and you've got Pro Bowl players in the secondary. Now, you've got a lack of depth at the safety position. Okay, that's an issue, clearly. And this team is way under the cap, but there aren't safeties running around out there. They're difficult to find. So, I mean, you had a chance to get Jeremiah Bell. You had a chance to get LaRon Landry. They both went elsewhere.
Right.
I mean, that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that didn't happen in the offseason for whatever reason. But I think this team with this personnel is, listen, David, 2 weeks ago, they went into Pittsburgh, David, at Heinz Field and held Big Ben at Heinz Field to 16 points.
But a telling series, last series of the game, 3rd and 12.
But you asked me a big perspective question. This defense is capable of doing that every week. You talk about a last drive. It was a field goal drive. It's not like they marched down the field 80 yards and punched it in for the winning touchdown. The defense was given a situation where the offense was still turning the ball over, and they gave up 16 points in Heinz Field to a Super Bowl winning quarterback. That was a phenomenal performance. That tells me they have the personnel to get it done.
It'll be fascinating to see. Really a crazy week ahead, I guess, for Todd Bowles. What does he have to do to get everybody
Not
on
really
board?
That much. I mean, Bowles has been there, done that. You know, I covered a lot of the Dolphins games last year, especially the last one against the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Those players played hard for Todd Bowles. They wanted Todd Bowles to be the new head coach of the Dolphins. They wanted him to take the interim tag off him. They wanted Steven Ross to keep him in that job. They respected him. And I was surprised the Dolphins didn't keep him. I really was.
Quiet guy? Fiery guy? What's he like with the players?
Very quiet. Instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Coach. Comes from the Parcells mold, though. You know, he was handpicked by Parcells on that Dallas Cowboys staff.
Mm-hmm.
Coached under Sean Payton. So he knows how to push buttons. Knows X's and O's. Can call a game. I think this, you know, I did use the word scapegoat. But is this an upgrade?
Clearly.
Absolutely.
Is there time, Sal? Last question. Is there time for the Eagles to save the season?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm just asking you a question.
Yeah, 3-3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, look at the rest of the division.
Yeah.
Cowboys can't get out of their own way. Giants are up. They're down.
Yeah.
You know, you beat the Giants, right? You've played one game of the division, correct?
Correct.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're 1-0 in the division.
Right.
Okay. So win the games in the division, win the games at home. I mean, Atlanta has never had success here. Andy Reid's always good after the bye. This is not a gimme for the 6-0 Falcons coming in here.
How tough do you think the decision was for Andy Reid?
I think extraordinarily tough. Andy Reid and Juan Castillo are as close as can be.
Uh-huh.
And Juan Castillo proves over and over. He's like Herm Edwards. You know, he's that kind of coach where he's showing up early, he's leaving late, everybody likes to be around him. He's got an infectious personality. He's energetic, enthusiastic, positive all the time. I would say this has got to be the toughest decision he's ever made in his career as a coach.
It's been so difficult to replace the legend Jim Johnson, Sean McDermott, Juan Castillo, and now Todd Bowles will try to do the trick. Sal, thanks so much.
Go
get a good seat in the press conference over there. Sal Palantonio, ESPN, joins us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.